Random Sampler. With a little thought, you can prepare Easter baskets for your children that focus on the gospel. Many materials at church distribution centers make ideal gifts. One year, we purchased several sets of New Era poster cards and some red scripture marking pencils. We divided up some of the cards and put them and a pencil in each basket. The rest we gave to neighborhood children. Another year, we included pocket-sized hymn books among the Easter treats. Many options are available to help your family focus on the true purpose of celebrating Easter. Julie Eichler, Utah. Note: if you do not live near an LDS distribution center, you may place orders online at www.ldscatalog.com. United States and Canadian residents may also call the Salt Lake Distribution Center at 1-800-537-5971. Moving out, jumping in. During my first year of college, it really helped me to remember that none of us is ever truly alone. Whenever I felt homesick or was having a hard time with school, I tried to remember that I could always reach out to Heavenly Father and the new friends He had blessed me with. Fortunately, as members of the church, we also have many ways we can become involved. Attend your church meetings. Though it may seem daunting to attend a new ward or branch at first, make sure you go and participate. You will be blessed as you do so. Get to know your bishopric. Take the initiative to meet them at the first opportunity instead of assuming they'll reach out to you. They do their best to meet everyone, but you can also make the effort. Let them know you would welcome a calling. Be involved. Take time from your studies to attend family home evening, baptisms, ward prayer, firesides, activities, and institute classes. Most of my friends that first year were in my ward, and they became my biggest support system. Give referrals to the local missionaries. I have found that college life provides many opportunities for sharing the gospel. Have the courage and make the time to do so. Keep in touch with your parents. Discuss what you're doing, learning, and experiencing. Call, write, email, or send text messages often. They love you and can offer much-needed support, even by long distance. Remember and live by church teachings. Pray, read the scriptures, write in your journal, do your home or visiting teaching. While you might think your time is too limited to do such things, you'll find that putting the gospel first will help you to more effectively manage your study time and do better in school overall. Associate with others who have goals and values similar to yours. Let them know by your example, modest appearance, clean language, choice of activities, and high standards that you live a gospel-centered life. Amy Suavage, Utah. Preaching His Gospel. You don't have to be a full-time missionary to enjoy the blessings of studying the Preach My Gospel Manual, item number 366-17000. Our family unity has been strengthened as we've studied it together. We firmly believe in the promise from the First Presidency that more happiness awaits you than you have ever experienced as you labor among His children. Preach My Gospel, 2004. We often refer to the What Do I Study and Teach chapter, which helps us learn more about the message of the Restoration. Each heading within the section covers a topic that we read and then discuss together. Study begins with, God is our loving Heavenly Father, and concludes with, endure to the end. Throughout the manual, scripture study references are easily identified in blue. My husband and I also study the manual together to gain parenting insights. We like to refer to the orange-colored activity suggestions throughout the book. Some are for personal study, and others indicate companionship study as well. When reading the text, we replace the word missionary with parent. The same activities suggested for missionaries have helped us to more effectively teach our children the gospel. And just as companion study can unify a missionary companionship, we feel it is ever more worthwhile to strengthen the unity of our eternal companionship. Kelly Estrada, Arizona. Family home evening helps. Family stories. When our children were at home, we made history every week, our own family's history. It was a tradition my parents started when I was young. We simply set aside 10 minutes together to write on an assigned topic. When we finished, we shared what we had written down. Some of the entries included telling about a 4th of July, or Christmas, Halloween, or Easter we remembered, describing a grandparent, telling about an accident or illness, or recalling a vacation or fun birthday tradition. When we were done, each of us had a binder to store our growing collection of journal entries. We enjoyed sharing each other's experiences in this way and are grateful that we preserved special memories. Connie Pope, Utah. My wife and I have been married for over 15 years, and we've been home-taught 100% of the time. How have we been so blessed? We initiate the appointments and make every effort to welcome home teachers into our home. When I was single, I served as Elders Quorum president and prayed and fasted with the presidency for guidance to unite our ward through home teaching. We felt prompted to motivate the brethren, as well as to encourage the families to be more welcoming. With the bishop's permission, as a presidency, we spoke in sacrament meeting and urged all families to contact their home teachers and invite them into their homes. Home teachers still had the primary responsibility to initiate appointments, of course, but with both sides contacting one another, we felt it would be helpful, and there was. Many of the elders told us how much they loved home teaching their families. I've continued to call our home teachers each month to set up an appointment, making sure it fits with their schedule, too. Over the years, we have enjoyed many visits from wonderful home teachers who have become true friends. When we had to relocate out of state for my work, I didn't hesitate to call a former home teacher when our van broke down on moving day. And when we were settling into our new ward, our children asked, "When are you going to invite the home teachers?" I did as soon as they were assigned. Byron Stefferson, Idaho. End of the article, Random Sampler.